Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. I want to take a few minutes and talk about James Arthur Ray and the personal development industry. If you haven't heard, there was a terrible tragedy out in Sedona a few weeks ago at my friend James Arthur Ray's retreat, and some people died. Terrible situation. I don't have any comment on that because I'm not sure what happened. I don't know anything about it, but I know that James Ray has been demonized like no other speaker maybe in the history of the personal development industry in the last couple of weeks in the press. And as I said, I don't have any comment on what happened. Don't know anything about it, so I won't say anything about that. But I do want to say that the people that are out there on the internet and on national television and radio, all that, that are saying that James Ray is a charlatan and he's a bad guy and he had ill intentions towards people and he was just greedy just because he lives in a $4 million mansion in Beverly Hills are wrong. I've known James Ray for a long time. I've known James Ray for probably 12, 13 years now, and he's a good man. He's a smart man. He's a good man. He's helped thousands of people all over the world. He's not a charlatan. He's a good guy doing great things for people. And I've had many of his people come to my seminars and say how much they loved James Ray. So I just want to say for all the people out there that are taking cheap shots at James Ray's intentions is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what happened in Sedona because I don't know what happened. So I'm not saying anything about that. What I'm saying is James Ray is not a charlatan. James Ray is a good man with good intentions, and something went horribly wrong. And I feel for the families, people that passed away and the people that were very sick. And I feel for James Ray as well, because I know he's having a tough time. People have been criticizing him because he's continuing his work as this investigation continues into what happened in Sedona. And I would say to you guys, critical thinking question here, what's the man supposed to do? And he said this on his website. Is he supposed to stay in his house and lock himself in his house? No, because as he said, that would be going against everything he's taught so many people over the years. He's continuing his work. It's important work, as he said, and he's out there trying to help people. And I salute him for continuing. It must be a very, very difficult time for James Ray. So I wanted to say that. And also, now the personal development industry, as a result of this, is under attack. Not that this is the first time the personal development industry has ever been under attack, but we're being attacked in a big way right now. And I just want to say that people that are saying all over the internet, it's unbelievable amounts of information on the internet and on television, they're saying all these personal development people like James Ray and other people, you know, are charlatans. All they care about is the money and all that. They're all wrong. Every single one of them is wrong, because I'll tell you, I know most of the top people, James Ray and many others, who are speakers and thought leaders in this industry, and I don't know a single one of them that does it for money. Oh, they make a lot of money, of course. That's like in any profession where people succeed on a massive scale. Of course they make a lot of money. They should make a lot of money. They're helping thousands of people around the world. So I don't think that's an issue. Do they do it for the money? I have never met one backstage. I'm not talking about what I read on their websites. I'm talking about speaking on conventions around the world with these people for 13, going on 14 years now. And I've never met one that did it for the money. They do it because typically they do it because they've been helped by personal development like I have over the years. It changed their lives. And they just got so into it that they wanted to become one of these personal development leaders. And they did. And they made it. And they should be rewarded for that. People have been changed because of these people. And I'm one of the people that's been changed. Probably like some of you guys, or maybe all of you guys that listen to this blog. Our lives have been changed by personal development. Maybe by one speaker or multiple speakers, personal development leaders, thought leaders, authors, whatever. We've been impacted. As a matter of fact, you could take everything I learned in college and you can keep it. Because it did me almost no good. I'm not putting college down, but I learned almost nothing in college. I don't even know what I learned in college. I learned that I really didn't belong there, I guess. I'm not really sure. But where I learned everything for business and for success and for marriage and fitness and health, everything else I've learned it from personal development speakers over the years. And I won't go through a laundry list of those people. You know the names as well as I do. But people who have impacted me because they went out and wrote books about things. They went and held seminars and all that. And now these people are under attack because we're out there, you know, trying to help people. And just because, you know, when you get successful, everyone wants to take a shot at you. Everyone's saying, oh my God, this guy lives in a four, you know, James Ray lives in a $4 million mansion in Beverly Hills. Well, he's helped thousands of people. He should live in a $4 million mansion in Beverly Hills. Without the personal development industry, before I ever became a speaker and an author, I would have never been a successful entrepreneur. No way. I learned it from all these successful speakers. That's why I wanted to become one, because I had so much success as a result in so many areas of my life that the personal development industry has been crucial to my success, probably as it has for you. And for the people that are out there, all these people that know nothing about the personal development self-help industry that are saying, I mean, I've been reading this now since the Sedona incident has occurred, probably like you have, and they're saying, oh, well, weak-minded people follow the personal development industry. Weak-minded people, oh, they're sheep. Someone came on one of the major networks today and said, oh, these people are all sheep. They just follow these speakers and, you know, they just seminar leaders and they just follow them around like sheep. Oh, that's the biggest bunch of baloney I've ever heard. I mean, they're sheep in every single industry, but in the personal development industry, I don't know. I've spoken to hundreds of thousands of people over the years around the world. I don't have sheep in my audiences, and I don't know that anyone else does either in this business. I think what we have are people that are smart enough to go beyond the structured world of formal education and seek out people that have succeeded in one area or another in their life and say, hey, just because it doesn't have Harvard or Yale or Princeton on the door, you can still learn from thought leaders in a certain area that have studied this on their own. And maybe they have a doctorate and maybe they are an eighth grade dropout. I was listening to a video on iLearning Global today from Bill Bartman, who's a self-made billionaire, has no education. He has a GED and he's a self-made billionaire. Now, am I a sheep because I listen to Bill Bartman? I don't think so. I think that's pretty smart person to tap into. And there are so many others. So I just want to say that I think that critical thinking tells us that the masses will always attack. They'll always attack things they don't understand. And attacking the personal development industry is really not a really smart thing to do. Because when you dig into this industry, what you'll find is good people with good thoughts. And none of us in this industry, including me, if you listen to this blog, are telling anyone what to do or how to think or anything else. Who are we to tell anyone what to think? All we're doing is throwing out thoughts because we've studied this stuff for a long time, just like you've studied what you've studied, and we could ask you what your thoughts were on that. We've studied it. We throw out to audiences, to people that read our books or CDs or DVDs or whatever, and we say, consider this. Here's an idea for your consideration. Don't buy it. Don't just accept it because I'm a speaker or an author or whatever. Think about it. See what you think. Apply your critical thinking skills to it and then make your own decision. That's all any personal development speaker I've ever worked with has ever said. No one's telling anyone what to do. We're just knocking things around like we do on this blog. We've got some expertise. You have your expertise. We go back and forth again like we do on this blog. And we all make our own decisions and move forward. It just so happens that this industry has helped millions and millions and millions of people. And to just for people to criticize it openly when they don't really understand it is really sad. So I just wanted to say that because this has been driving me crazy. I want to say again, just emphasize, whatever happened at Sedona, terrible situation, just horrible tragedy. And I feel for the families and I feel for my friend James Ray. I know he's got to be going through hell with this happening. And I hope it gets solved and we find out what happened. And I just want to say, this guy's a good guy. He's a good man with good intentions. Something went wrong, but this is not a charlatan. This is a good guy where something just went wrong, terribly wrong. And the personal development industry is the greatest industry I've ever been involved in. I don't just mean as a speaker, I mean as a customer. I am still a monstrous customer in this industry. I read everybody's stuff. I go to speeches, I go to seminars, just like probably all you guys do, and I eat this stuff up because when I do, I get more successful in every other area of my life. And if it costs $10,000 to go to a James Ray program or a Bob Proctor program or a Larry Wilson program or a Tony Robbins program, I'll pay it, you know, gladly, because I know the value is there. These people have done things, and it's and many others. So it's a great value. I just wanted to say that. Sorry about the long post, but I'm pretty wound up about this. I'd love to hear your comments on this whole situation. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.